This is Cross Currents from KLW News. I'm Holly Kernan. One good thing that comes out of a city that's constantly evolving is art. And while art movements come and go, one particular dance style seems like it's here to stay. B-boying, or breakdancing as most people would call it, began in the Bronx in the early 70s and has since expanded internationally. As it's grown, it's changed, and that change has led to some major cultural conflicts between the younger dancers and the older ones. KLW student reporter Ben Vu, a breakdancer himself, brings us into San Francisco's small but dedicated b-boying scene.
One day, when Brian Huang was 10 years old, he was at home watching a Japanese show on TV. Almost immediately, something caught his attention.
He started breakdancing. I was like, whoa, that's awesome. And I wanted to be like him.
Brian saw spins. He saw rolls. He saw some crazy gravity-defying move up 3 feet in the air. He was hooked. But he didn't know anyone in San Francisco who was b-boying, so he just kept that interest in his mind. Until he went to Burton High School. That's where he met an older student who was starting a b-boying class. That's how he found his crew.
With my crew, they're like my family. They're like my second family. At lunch, we just play around, we hang around, and it's just, everything is just fun. Nothing, like all the drama in high school. There's always a lot of drama in school. And everything is just gone. All those dramas gone. It's all about breakdancing and having fun. I love it.
Before we get too much further, let's lay down some quick definitions. First, breakdancing. It's the term most commonly used to refer to the dance, but it's also the one most b-boys dislike. The proper term for the dance style is b-boying, or breaking. Next, we have crew. That's a group of people that break together. If they're competing, then they're like a team. Then, foundation. Those are the fundamental moves b-boys incorporate into their dance. These moves are usually personalized by the b-boy to make it unique. Then, finally, biting. That's when you rip off another person's move or style. To Brian, though, b-boying isn't about definitions. It's more than just a dance style. It's a lifestyle.
What matters is you and the floor. When I'm sad, I break. When I'm mad, I break. When I'm happy, I break. Really, you can tell by a guy when he's mad, when he's breaking sometimes.
For a lot of the younger breakers in SF, no matter how chaotic their lives are, they can always rely on it. It's a form of release. Here's Herman Huang, another breaker at Burton High School.
When I'm breaking, how it feels is I really feel more of myself, and it's a really easy way for me to unplug from all my problems, because I get to really be who I am and not really be judged for it, unless it's a good way of judging, you know? And, like, it's just a really good way just to let myself out.
But while Herman and Brian know b-boying as a dance style, they have yet to know it as part of an older culture. B-boying started in the Bronx more than 40 years ago as a way for rival gangs to settle out their differences, battle over turf, or to just gain each other's respect. B-boying became an important part of hip-hop culture. It was an outlet for the youth in response to violent hardships and their struggles. It was one of the few things that they could say belonged to them. But that culture's changed since it started, and some older b-boys say a lot of the younger ones seem to lack an understanding of the b-boy culture.
This generation is kind of like very separate. Like, they're not, most b-boys or breakers or breakdancers aren't even into the music.
That's Profo Wan, a local breaking teacher in SF. He's been breaking since the late 80s and has about 20 years of experience in the Bay Area b-boying scene. He's been a major contributor to keeping the hip-hop culture alive. He judges battles, he competes in events, and he leads workshops to help spread his knowledge. And he says he can see why it's hard for younger kids to understand where b-boying came from.
I don't blame them too, because the hip-hop out on the radio right now is not the greatest, you know what I mean? They don't relate with it. A lot of the b-boys in the 80s became the gangsters and the gangster rappers. So the first thing that they saw of hip-hop was b-boying. And without this, that ghetto-ness, it's kind of like lost in translation. It becomes just the moves.
In other words, young breakdancers today don't understand hip-hop. They don't understand the music that goes with b-boying, and it shows when they get down on the floor. This disconnect from the hip-hop culture is related to access, something Brian Huang experienced during his middle school years.
In this community, it's really hard to find a teacher. Like, actually recommend people learning from YouTube. At least you're learning. Just try not to hurt yourself.
What's up? This is B-Boy of Insanity, and over the next couple of months, I'm going to be teaching a series of free YouTube tutorials on breakdancing.
Brian says YouTube is okay, but Profo Juan says YouTube is the reason it's harder for teachers to reach out to students.
With there being YouTube, it's harder to guide. Before, when there was no YouTube, you would have to find someone who would know. Now that there's YouTube, where you could just access it from your living room or your bedroom, you don't need a mentor. You just see, wow, that guy did a flip, and then I'll do the flip. But then no one's teaching you about the culture. I can do it myself, there's how-to videos on YouTube. Why do I need this guy? Because his stories might be more valuable than the moves that he gives you. So you have the understanding.
So many people are teaching themselves moves on YouTube that they've got a name. E-boys. Here's Herman Huang again.
What I think of e-boys, I would say they really need to find somebody who they can actually ask questions about moves, because you're seeing things on YouTube as 2D. You can't really ask them a question. You can't see if they're putting any strain on the word really, and then they can't really help you out or show you, and then you can walk around them and see how their arms are or anything, and then you could just hurt yourself. Yeah.
Profo Juan says there's another issue. Most of the mainstream videos on YouTube involve power moves, the athletic and acrobatic feats. So a lot of the younger b-boys are just picking up the flashy moves they see, and that makes everyone's dancing look the same, causing the dance itself to look repetitive and bland.
So if someone throws a move, and yeah, you know you put it the way you put it together, since everything's not original, right? Everything's been taken. It's the way you go into it. That's what's original. Usually what you want to do is flip it. You want to take it to another level. If he went into it this way, I'll do something different to go into it. Just try to change it, you know what I mean? Yeah.
But YouTube isn't all bad. Even Profo Juan says it has some pros to it too.
I just watched videos I didn't know that was out there, that I never had access to. I'll be like, Storm of Swift Rock, 1989. Ooh, I've never seen that. I can watch it now. Now, because of the YouTube generation, I get to put myself out there more at the same time. So I'm not against it. It's just, I would suggest that a lot of these guys, a lot of the young guys, just look for guidance. As long as we keep that open mind of hitting up the old school guys and the original guys, it'll be a balance from the new and the old. So everyone could benefit from it. Do you know what I mean?
And like Profo says, that's exactly what the b-boying community needs. Variety. That's something Brian Huang can agree with.
I don't want them to start thinking that all you need is power move and the cool moves to make it all fancy and showy. It's like your body reacting to the music, and it's like your body is the instrument you're using. Yeah.
Keeping the old hip-hop culture alive while incorporating new innovations lets everyone learn something and helps the community grow. With some moderation and thoughtful ideas, b-boying as a dance style can continue to evolve. For Cross Currents, I'm Ben Vu.